We are 5 days away from the presidential and parliamentary polls here in Ghana. Hello and welcome to Joy News Prime. With me, Samuel Kojo-Brace. And our headlines this hour: investigators from the Office of the Special Prosecutor begin questioning journalists and electoral officials after an incident at Ayawaso West Wogon constituency, where the incumbent MP shared packs of food for voters lined up to vote. Opposition National Democratic Congress takes on governing New Patriotic Party for what it describes as vote buying in today's special voting process.
Why are you sharing food to people in the queue? Why are you doing that? Why we can't share? We can share. If they want me to share, I also share the same. But let's respect the rules of the Electoral Commission. Don't share anything to the people in the queue who have not voted yet.
Government optimistic about boosting productivity at Tema Port as President Akufo-Addo commissions $91 million Tema interchange. All these and many more coming up in this hour. Joy News, we are a home of independent, fearless, and credible journalists. Journalism. Please, thank you for choosing us. Please stay tuned. We begin from the election headquarters, where investigators from the Office of the Special Prosecutor have begun questioning journalists and other persons who witnessed MP Fayose West Wogon, Lydia Alhassan, sharing packs of food to voters who had lined up to vote. A generally calm environment at the Legon police station during the special voting degenerated when the MP and some other persons were seen handing over food in bags to persons who had queued to vote. Kweku Asante of our political desk reports.
The Ayawaso West Wogon constituency remained one of the key battlegrounds in the Greater Accra region. The NPP had more than 10,000 votes gap in 2016. That was whittled down to a little over 2,000. And that is why both John Dumelo and Lydia Sarah Malhassan, the parliamentary candidates for both the NPP and NDC, have been heavily on these grounds this morning, up until now, with the process just about concluding. In fact, just a little over 950 persons are registered as special voters in the Ayawaso West Wogon constituency. And right from morning up until when polls closed, it was largely peaceful and uneventful until midday today, when the Member of Parliament was in the queue sharing some packs to some persons who were lining up to go and vote. And that is when things started degenerating, with John Dumelo really furious and describing the conduct of the Member of Parliament as simply unacceptable.
Why are you sharing food to people in the queue? Why are you doing that? Why we can't share? We can share. If they want me to share, I also share the same. But let's respect the rules of the Electoral Commission. Don't share anything to the people in the queue who have not voted yet. And you are sharing food and we don't even know what is in the thing, and you are sharing it to the people who have not voted yet. What kind of stupidity is this? Why they think we can't do it? We can do the same and even worse. They shouldn't even try us.
I wasn't here. I don't know if you saw me here. I've been here since I came here before 6 a.m. And I left here a few minutes ago. I don't even know what you're talking about. I am yet to find out from them what happened.
John Dumelo, the NDC parliamentary candidate who's been leading the campaign for the party in this constituency, is really confident that given the work he has done, he can snatch what is considered a safe seat for the New Patriotic Party and turn it into green, into an NDC seat.
I meet people, I mean, this is even off campus, but I meet people who confess to me that they come to me and said, look, John, 2020, I didn't vote for you. But 2024, I'm voting for you because I won't change. 2024, I'm voting for you because I've seen how consistent you've been after you lost in Ayawaso West Wogon. And that's the kind of leadership we need. I'm not going around sharing rice and oil and money to people to vote for me. I mean, I don't do that kind of things. What I do is I give you hope. I let you know that when I become Member of Parliament, things will change.
But the Member of Parliament, Lydia Sarah Malhassan, believes that the work the NPP have done in the constituency in terms of education, infrastructure, and others will simply hand them this seat.
Except they are happy with the halls that have been renovated for them, the reading rooms that we have supported them, the water that have been provided to them across the across campus, and they have assured me that
Saturday, they will do the needful. They are thanking us.
The University of Ghana campus remains one of the key battlegrounds. In 2020, while the election was going on, students were not on campus. But this time around, students will be on campus. Friday is a holiday. And that is why the political parties are lining up a series of campaign activities on campus to win more votes. Reporting for Joy News, Kweku Asante, Ayawaso West Wogon.
Well, Albert Sori has been monitoring the grounds in the Upper East region, specifically Boko, and he joins me via Zoom with details. Albert, you've been monitoring the process in the region today. What can you report?
So a lot of people had anticipated that because of the security situation in Boko over the last few weeks, maybe there were going to be issues. It turned out the opposite, because generally the process was very peaceful. The polling station was set up at the Boko police station, obviously for a security reason. And so all the voters who registered to vote as special voters today were able to turn out and vote. About 526 people were expected to vote today. We are told at the close of polls, 405 of them were able to come and go through the process successfully, representing about 77% of the total voters expected. We didn't record any incident. This afternoon, we were able to talk to the presiding officer for Boko Central, Mustafa Kasim, who told us how peaceful the process had been.
The voting is going on so far, so good. There's no issue. We have not recorded any challenges. The device has not disappointed us. Since morning, we have not recorded any manual verification. Is fingerprint verification. So far, so good. The work is going on. We have 304 voters who have casted their voters successfully. So I think there is no problem.
So
special voting will close at 5, but will not be counted today. It will be counted on the general election day. So 5 o'clock, returning officers and the agents will meet at the collation center and they will count those ones.
Okay.
On no account should you open a ballot. Even this one said we're not supposed to even open it unless the general election day.
Well, Albert, we heard of some gunshots in Boko in the morning. How did that impact the elections there?
Yeah, so some of the residents reported they had heard gunshots at dawn today up to about 6 a.m. But most of the residents in Boko will tell you that hearing gunshots in the atmosphere has become normal for them. So it didn't affect the process at all. In fact, we did talk to the Upper East Regional Police Commander, DCOP Raymond Adufiam, who was also making rounds at the time. And he told us how peaceful Boko had been. And he also indicated that they are discussing with the political parties and the parliamentary candidates to see how this same peaceful nature can be maintained on the election day proper.
You can see within the town that it's calm and people moving freely to come and exercise their franchise on this special day. We are going to maintain this momentum. And going forward, we are meeting all the parliamentary candidates Bolga to ensure that we all agree to talk to our people and to allow people to come and exercise their franchise. We are also engaging the communities. And we want you, the media, to also give us information on anything in the field that you suspect can create a problem. But for now, I think the people are listening to our appeal to them to ensure peace during this particular.
And from the Upper West region, Rafiq Salam reports that despite the peaceful nature of the polls, the NDC raised concern over the number of persons verified by the biometric verification device.
Out of a total of 967 persons who filed their names
to take part in the special voting in the one municipality of the Upper West Region. 827 of them were able to exercise their franchise in the two polling centers at the West Circuit Court. At the close of polls, the electoral materials were packed, sealed, and moved to the armory at the Wa Police Station. Returning officer for the Wa Central Constituency, Dr. Joseph Wolifan, who doubles as the presiding officer for Wa Circuit Court A polling station, noted that the high percentage turnout at the election was encouraging as nothing untoward took place during the voting process.
So at the end of the polls, we recorded 410 people who turned up. And then out of the 410, we only had two manual verification. And then the percentage, when we were trying to calculate between the two, we have about 85% turnout. That is 85.42. And I think it's very encouraging.
Both the NDC and the MPP party agents agreed hook, line, and sinker with the presiding officer. The NDC, however, has some concern regarding the number of persons verified by the biometric machine device.
With the number of ballots issued, we had 411, that's ballot papers issued to voters. Then verification, machine verified 410, meaning there is one difference. One paper issued that is not accounted for. And we have raised it. The EC officials assured us that on the 7th of December, by the close of polls, when we start doing the collation, the box will be opened for auditing. And so I think we are okay with that. We understand the process and we'll take it up on that day.
His opposite number in the MPP, however, thinks it is much ado about nothing.
If you look at it very well, there's something we say that de minimis non cura lex. This is trivial, considering the number of people who have come out to vote and considering what they are talking about, that one run short. We are human beings and the machines are not perfect.
Reporting for J News, Rafiq Salam.
Well, let's come back to Accra, where some voters were turned away from the two Kole Klote centers. And James Avegi reports.
It's exactly 5 p.m. here at the Kole Klote Special Voting Center, and this is Voting Center A. As you can see at the background, electoral officers as well as security persons and party agents are parking the electoral materials. A total of 1,219 voters were expected to cast their vote, and 1,047 out of that have been able to cast their vote. There were some incidents of people being turned away because they could not find their names in the voter list. Personally, I counted about 9 people, one journalist as well as security officers. One of them traveled all the way from Nsawam here to cast her vote but couldn't find her name on the voter list. I'm curious, how much of your vote do you believe is in that ballot box?
Enough to give me the parliamentary win and enough to give Dr. Bawumia the presidential win.
Our agents have been there observing everything, and hopefully we will have a very smooth running of the 7th December election as well, where ultimately these results will be, these ballot papers will be added on the day, so we know what the outcome is.
From the Osu Police Station here in Accra, my name is James Avegi for Joy News.
We head to the Ododo constituency, where out of 530 registered voters, 436 individuals cast their ballots. Collins Frimpong reports.
530 voters were expected to cast their votes at Jamestown polling station in the Ododio constituency. At the end of the polls, 436 were able to vote. The election was largely peaceful in the Ododio constituency. 3 voters wanted to take part in the special voting, but their names were not found. This is according to the district electoral officer, Emmanuel Ochre. He noted their names were not found in the register because they did not register to take part in the special voting. The parliamentary candidates for the Ododio constituency expressed confidence in clinching the parliamentary seat.
This seat doesn't belong to the NDC anymore. I've said it and I'll say it again. Where they themselves, they know they are getting their votes. I've they know they are not getting voted for.
NDC regional chairman Emmanuel Ashimor believed the party is going to win the general elections.
So we are satisfied with the process, and I can assure you that whatever do vote cast here, NDC will get both presidential and parliamentary, will get between 54% and 56%.
Reporting for Joy News, Collins Frimpong, Ododo constituency.
Well, Prince Kwame Kodogan monitored elections at IOSU Central, and he interacted with EC officials as well as the NDC and MPP parliamentary candidates.
The IOSU West Wogon constituency remained one of the key battlegrounds in the Greater Accra.
Line here is today, as we start today, I'm at zero. The opponent is at zero. So we'll see who gets to 50 plus 1% first. Central Ayahuasca, as you know, has always been a close race. There has never been any dominant election, but they've always found a way to get to the 50 plus 1 before us. But this year, I believe, by God's grace, we will get to the 50 plus 1 before they do.
You'll be here on the 7th December, and if he's a man, he shouldn't create any violence. Let the elections go on. And when they count, by the grace of God that I serve, you'll see the difference. Almighty God is in heaven. I said, these elections, I won already.
The exercise so far has been smooth. In fact, there was a cordial relationship between the agent. They understand each other as we go along. So that actually helped the process. So we were able to end it successfully.
What about the turnout? What percentage of turnout did you see here today?
We were expecting 382, that is the A part, but at the end of the day, 332 voters cast their vote. That's probably over 80%, yes.
This is still Joy News Prime. We'll take a break here. I'll be back with more, please. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break now. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration has upgraded Ghana's biometric passport into a chip-embedded document. This means that from henceforth, a prospective applicant will receive a new travel document that will work as an e-passport, which usually contains an electronic chip that holds the same information that is printed on the passport's data page. The government explains that the move is in line with a directive from the International Civil Aviation Organization, which will make the travel document recognized worldwide. Blessed Soga has details.
A prototype of the new chip-embedded Ghanaian passport. This sample of the booklet, being showcased by President Akufo-Addo today, will become the new travel document, an upgrade from the previous biometric booklets. According to Ghana's Minister for Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Shelley Ayokopotwe, the chip embedded passport will position the country against identity theft, document tampering, and unauthorized access.
Pursuant to the provisions of Paragraph 1 of the Passports and Travel Certificates Act, 1967, NLCD 155, my ministry started the chip embedded passport project 8 years ago. Through a build, operate, and transfer BOT arrangement, this ministry partnered with Biometric Travel Solutions Limited, a private Ghanaian firm, to undertake this project, which is aimed at bringing our passports into strict compliance with the International Civil Aviation Organization's regulations. I'm confident that the introduction of this state-of-the-art chip-embedded passport positions us against identity theft, document tampering, and unauthorized access. The migration from the current biometric passports onto this new chip-embedded passport would be undertaken progressively and is expected to be fully operational before the end of the year. So sometime this month, the chip-embedded passports will be available to all Ghanaians.
Ghana's president, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, also believes the passport pledges to protect the identity and dignity of every Ghanaian.
Today with the e-passport, we take a giant step forward. This is not just about catching up with the rest of the world. It is about leading with innovation, putting Ghana on the path as a nation, on the map as a nation committed to excellence and making life easier for every Ghanaian. The launch of the chip-embedded Ghana passport is not the end of a journey. It is the beginning of a new chapter. It symbolizes our aspiration for a modern, inclusive, and globally respected Ghana.
Pursuant to the provisions of Paragraph 1 of the Passport and Travel Certificates Act 1967, the Chip Embedded Passports, initiated in 2016, will be rolled out through a build, operate, and transfer arrangement, bringing the country's passports into strict compliance with the International Civil Aviation Organization's regulations. Letters against report for Joy News, Accra International Conference Center.
Well, the second phase of the Tema motorway interchange has been duly commissioned by President Akufo-Addo this afternoon. The project includes a third tier flyover spanning approximately 1.8 kilometers, connecting Tema Community 9 to the Ashaiman Timber Market, along with additional viaduct designed to ease traffic congestion and boost productivity. Funded by the Japanese government at a total cost of $91 million. The project is aimed at making the Tema port more competitive by easing traffic congestion in the port city. Speaking at the commissioning, President Akufo-Addo said the project is a testament to his administration's unwavering commitment to decentralizing economic opportunities for Ghanaians across the country. Carlos Caloni has more.
Constructed at a total cost of $91 million through a Japanese grant, the state-of-the-art Tema motorway interchange is set to alleviate decades-long traffic congestion, enhance the competitiveness of the Tema port, and significantly improve travel times.
Highlighting the key features of this particular project, Road Minister Francis Asensio Buachi revealed that due to the interchange's proximity to the sea, high-grade marine steel was actually used to ensure a lifespan of 70 years. He noted that the project will not only enhance the clearance of goods from the Tema port, but also significantly reduce travel time across the ECOWAS sub-region.
The completed bridge is a three-span continuous steel structure with a total length of 142 meters, supported by 5-meter diameter Kaizen pile and 50 meters. Given the proximity of the bridge location to the sea, special marine steel of a higher grade was used for construction.
A JICA country director, Suzuki Momoko, highlighted Japan's strong commitment to Ghana's development, noting that the Japanese government contributed a substantial amount of $91 million grant to the completion of the very project you see behind me.
This project has employed so far 165,993 workers during the period of construction and provided capacity building to the locals. Both the Tema Phase 1 and Phase 2 project design and construction costs brings to the total grant amount of 10 billion and 24 million Japanese yen, equivalent to about 91 million US dollars.
Commissioning the $91 million project, President Akufo-Addo praised the Japanese government for its support of Ghana's developmental agenda.
The commission of this interchange is part of a deliberate strategy to decentralize economic opportunities and ensure equitable development across the nation. From the Pokwasi interchange, the largest in West Africa, to the Tamale Interchange, the first of its kind in northern Ghana, we have worked tirelessly to open up our country, reduce disparities, and empower communities. Finally, I urge all motorists to exercise caution, observe road safety regulations, and prioritize the safety of all road users.
This is Joy News Prime. We'll take a break here. We will be back with more. Please do stay. Welcome back. Now, rail bars connecting the Achimota and Sawam rail line have been stolen. According to the Transport Ministry, they cost an estimated $5 million per kilometer. Residents on the stretch are unable to say who is behind the theft. My colleague Collins Frimpong reports.
The 46-kilometer stretch was originally intended to be the link between the Greater Accra and Eastern regions for the movement of people and goods, but has been stripped off its tracks by unidentified individuals despite a caution from the authorities. Now, government has to cough up approximately $5 million per a kilometer, which according to the Deputy Railways Minister, Kweku Asante-Boateng, is the cost. When I arrived at the scene, these residents volunteered to share accounts of encounters with men they suspect to be behind the theft.
We slept overnight and we saw them removing it from sources. Even we, the community leaders, went and stopped them that we don't know anybody. We don't have any information, so we're not stopped. But it's like there was an authority from above that we should allow them. So the following day when they were coming, they came with police officers and they removed all the railway lines, including even the wood.
It's almost 2 months now, yeah. But they started, they came in badge and badge. The first batch came in, one allergy came in around 1 a.m. started taking. There was a crane, a full metal of like that crane. No, so they came and took that one first. So the boys over here sidelined the guy, and then they said they will not allow him, or they will not allow them to take off the crane. In another week or two, another batch came in. They also came in the same story. So over here, there's been like four squad.
Four different groups.
And they are all northerners. They came in and they took away.
You made mention earlier on the fact that they come here around 1 a.m. They come here at 1 a.m. to remove them.
1 a.m. to remove the metal. But the last one that came in, they came in like early morning, and around 6:37, with the mass of the operators, the one with the gas. They cut off the line. Charlie, they were about almost 20-30 gas men. That one, they broke the light.
The 110-year-old Achimota and Sawam railway line was originally renovated under President Akufo-Addo, but what you see now is only metal containers, wooden crates, sand, and stones. Fifi, who identifies himself as the youth leader, alleges that some powerful hands could be behind the act.
And we approached them to ask them where are they sending the railway line. They asked us, they were sent from Flapsaf House. So we asked them, where are the documents that shows that they were sent from there? And they show us documents with the written on it, Office of the President.
This is sad. And whoever is behind this, in fact, must be apprehended for us to deal with the person, because you cannot ransack the state's property in this manner. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Showbiz. Please do stay. Let's do Showbiz now, and Becky Bex is set with the news. Hi, Becky.
Hello to you, Brace. How you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
We have news from London, because renowned film producer and director Shelley Frimpong-Mans has once again showed that she's a force to reckon with when it comes to delivering a masterpiece in the movie industry. On Friday, movie lovers in the UK came to enjoy the movie, which had its first premiere in some selected cinemas in the UK, including the Odeon IMAX cinemas in London. Shelley, as usual, assembled some of the very best you can think of in executing this project, including major actors like Rita Dominic, Gloria Safo, Akrobetu, who is also called Akwesi Boedi. Speaking at the premiere, Shelley Frimpong-Mans emphasized on the need to continue pushing for quality and brilliant stories that will impact society in many ways.
Looking for unique locations in Ghana. Every film we do, we want to use the opportunity to showcase our country, you know, and so we go everywhere. So just watch out, next time it probably will be in your house. You know, so yeah, we wanted a scenic, you know, location, and I also wanted a place where, you know, I could take the entire cast and we would forget home for a bit and just concentrate on our work. You know, so the water, the place, it was lovely. We really had fun. Yes, so yeah. When it comes to the new faces, I've always, it's been something with me. I feel like, yes, we do have our, you know, our actors, the popular ones, but they also started from somewhere. And for us to keep the boat rolling, yes, and to keep the industry alive, we need to continue to pump new blood into it. So really, this project started off with me trying to find new actors, you know, and I just opened the floor. I said, if you're good enough and you think you can do it, just come in, audition. And they came in and did it. And I have to say, the performances are just breathtaking.
So this is the first premiere. It will be premiered back home here in Ghana.
Okay.
Hopefully after the elections. So it's 5 days, 2 elections, mm-hmm. Grace, and this is your election headquarters. This evening, we're trying to get movie lovers, essentially celebrities, you know, if you love one celebrity or the other, this is the chance to find out which political party they are endorsing or they've been endorsing. So on the NDC side, Brace, that's Kofi Otcheridako,
KOD.
We have John Dumelo.
He's a candidate himself, a parliamentary candidate.
Yeah, Fred Niamahi.
Who wanted to take his place. Position, yeah.
But, well, they had a conversation, mm-hmm. and now it has
been Abeku solved. Santana. Kafui Danku.
Beautiful Kafui Danku. Nasi, who had that beautiful record that everybody has been dancing to. DKB recently joined. He's currently in the U.S. I don't know whether he'll be back to to vote.
Okay, I guess.
Mr. Beautiful,
he's been there for some time.
Yeah, and
Rex Omar has been there for some
when
time.
When you move down to the MPP, we have
Dana Samoa has been there.
Yeah,
for a long time.
Ejako has been there, you know, for
Prince
a long
David
time.
Osei. Prince David Osei,
very vocal on social media. Eno is not, you know, all over the place, so you don't see her, but she's.
I remember her song in 2020. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Bibi Bright.
Bibi Bright.
Samini has been there for some time.
Like
Brother Sami.
Brother Sami recently.
Oh, Prior Tetia.
We have Prior Tetia.
Okay.
Also, but so these are your favorite celebrities endorsing one political party or the other. It's 5 days to election.
Yes.
We have a video of the day for you.
Total varied ballot. 93,938. Total rejected ballots. Total rejected ballots. Total varied ballot. 93,938. Total rejected ballots. Total rejected ballots.
Saturday by this time, the ballots and all the varied and non-varied ballots will be counted here on the election headquarters, which is Joy News. Okay. Come on to My Joy Online. That's where you find all the news. We're grateful for your time.
All right. Thank you.